This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to bring down the cattle markets?
Well, I think it's the weight of the market. The selling just continued yesterday from Friday, Leslie, into today's market. We saw large triple-digit losses Friday. We saw them continue today. At least we didn't push the expanded limits in the live cattle, and we didn't close down limit in the feeder cattle. That's only good news. Boxed beef at midday, 92 cents higher on choice, $1.59 higher on selects. Total movement of 68 loads, saw cattle kill day of 110,000 head. I believe most of what we're seeing is a combination of technical selling and a lower cash, which was mostly 160 and 161 in our feed yards last week. On the close, April cattle, 245 lower, June down 312, May feeders down 337, August feeders down 372, and June hog 75 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Tom, what's bringing support to the wheat and soybean prices?
Well, the soybeans, there's a little bit of concern, Leslie, about a trucker strike that might take place in Brazil. It's probably getting more strength out of the soybean market than it should, but other than that, there was no other fresh news. We didn't really have anything to get excited about in our weekly export inspections this morning. We also will be waiting this afternoon to see what our crop progress numbers bring out. The wheat market, I think, found some technical buying led by Chicago, and the corn market just never could muster any strength today. Now, we saw in the close, May KC wheat 3.25 higher, July KC also up 3.25, July Chicago wheat was up 9 cents, May corn down a penny and 3/4, July down 2 cents, May soybeans 8.75 higher, July soybeans up 8 cents, and July cotton 10 points higher.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.